It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, it is a good life today serving the Lord. But you know, it's more than that. It's a great life knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and being able to serve Him and to tell other individuals about His love. And He first loved us. And therefore, we can go forth and we can tell other people what God has done for us. And we can tell them what God can do for them, that Jesus Christ can save their souls. Now, last time in our study of the book of Ephesians, we left off with chapter 3 and verse 4. And I'd like to go back and read verse 4 once again. It says there, "Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." Well, once again, this is Paul the Apostle speaking, and he's writing to the church at Ephesus. But he's also writing to us today. But, you know, in verse 19 of chapter 6, of the book of Ephesians, it says, "And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." I believe this should be a prayer for each one of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior. We need to be praying that God would give us what we need in order to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. Well, we have what we need. We've got the Word of God. We've been saved. We know that we've trusted Jesus Christ by trusting Him, asking Him to come into our heart and save us so we could go to heaven one day. But we've also, whether we realize it or not, we've asked God to give us what we need in order to go out and tell other people about Jesus Christ. You notice, Paul the Apostle said, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. We need to pray that same prayer, that God would give us what we need to be able to open our mouth boldly to tell other people about Jesus Christ, and also to help our brothers and sisters who are in Christ, giving them encouragement, open our mouth boldly, not being afraid to go to someone and help them when they're having a difficult time. And Paul the Apostle in that verse goes on to say in verse 19 of Ephesians 6, to make known the mystery of the gospel. Well, the mystery of the gospel is that Jesus Christ can save anyone. All of those who would call upon His name, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Well, we have what we need in order to proclaim Jesus Christ as Savior as we go forth. We need to realize that we've been saved, how we got saved, and then we need to pray to God that He would give us the boldness that we need to go forth and share the Word of God with other individuals. And let me quickly add that as we go forth, we need to know how to do that. We need to get into the Scripture, and we need to study the Scripture and let everybody know that they too can know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that we got saved and they can be saved the same way. They can have eternal life the same as we have eternal life. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible also says that death came upon all men because all have sinned. We're born into this world in sin, and we need to let people know that all are sinners. But we also need to continue on by saying the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let people know that they're sinners. Let them know that there is hope in the Lord. And that word hope means that it is assuredly that it's going to take place when we leave this life, that we're going to be with the Lord once we've trusted Him as Lord and Savior. Well, in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 3, now we read, "Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." Well, what is that? What has been made known? Well, it's the mystery of Christ, according to verse 4. It's a mystery of Christ. That mystery, once again, is that Jesus saves anyone. Well, notice it was revealed unto the apostles, the prophets, And how it was revealed, this mystery was revealed to the apostles and prophets by the Spirit of God. You see, the Word of God was given by God to the apostles and prophets. In other words, he spoke to them. He let them know what needed to be done. And in turn, they would write this down as God would give it to them. In other words, God breathed. And God's word was given to the apostles and prophets, and it is now completed. That the word of God is completed in what we now have, and that is the completed word of God, the Bible. And I believe that is the King James Bible. You see, we have no need today of apostles and prophets. Why? Because we have the completed word of God. We have God speaking to us personally through his word. And that goes back to being able to tell other people about Jesus Christ, how they too can know him as Savior, and how we can help other saved people to give them the assurance from the Word of God that God loves them and that no matter what they're going through, that God is still their God, that Jesus Christ is still their Savior, and that by knowing this, it brings comfort to the individual who knows Jesus Christ as Savior, who's going through a rough time. But I'll have you know that the Word of God also brings comfort to the people who are not saved. You say, how is that? Well, it brings comfort to them knowing they can be saved, and once they have trusted him, that they are saved. It brings comfort to the heart of men, women, boys, and girls once they know that they're on their way to heaven, that they have eternal life. Well, we read of God's prophets and God's apostles in the Scriptures, and we've studied about this, and we saw this in Acts chapter 9. We read this, how that a person went to Paul after Paul's conversion. He prayed with Paul, and that prophet, of course, was Ananias. He went to Paul after Paul's conversion and prayed for him and with him. God spoke to Ananias according to Acts chapter 9 and verse 15. It says, but the Lord said unto him, this is speaking to Ananias now, the Lord said unto Ananias, and we read up there further that above this verse, how that God spoke to him, but it says, the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is chosen, speaking of Paul, he is a chosen vessel unto me, for me, in other words, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Well, God gave his word to the prophets and to the apostles. And once again, we have no need of apostles and prophets today because God has given us his completed word, the word of God. That's all we need. We need the word of God to go forth and telling other individuals Jesus saves. The mystery of God is no longer a mystery. It's unfolded. It's given to us that we can go forth and tell other people about Jesus Christ. Well, now notice verse 6 of Ephesians. Chapter 3. It says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And notice that word fellow heirs. We are made heirs of God once we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We've inherited. Now, we haven't inherited completely yet because one of these days we will inherit completely when we're with the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be complete at that time. See, we're fellow heirs with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now we keep reading in the book of Galatians in verse 29, it says, and if you be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now that doesn't mean that a Gentile becomes a Jew. That's simply telling us that we're all one in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made promises even to Abraham back in the Old Testament. And the Bible tells us that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And the same is true today for every person. Once we believe God, believe that Jesus Christ saves, believe that God is a God of his word, we receive the blessing of God by trusting Jesus. Galatians 3:29 says, "And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." The promise that God, the same promise that God gave Abraham, and Abraham accepted that promise. One day he would be with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God personally, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He believed God. Romans chapter 4 and verse 11 says, "And he," that is Abraham, "received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised." Now you see, he was saved before he got circumcised. But notice, the verse goes on to say, "that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also." He's speaking of the Gentiles here. So those people who were uncircumcised, those people who were not Jews, those people who did not know that they were Jews, they are not Jews, and they did not know they could not be saved. But now we have Paul the Apostle going forth preaching and teaching the Word of God, telling Gentiles that everybody could be saved, and that's the way it is today. God wants us to know that He's not only in the saving business for one or two people, for just a few, but he's in, if I could use the term, in the business of saving all who will come to him. He will cast no one out. And that's Jesus' word. He said, "All who come to me, I will in no wise cast out." That means it makes no difference who you are. Jesus Christ is willing to save you today if you've never trusted him. The Bible uses the term repentance. If we repent, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That word repentance doesn't mean that you beat your head against the wall, that you crawl on your knees until your knees are bloody. It doesn't mean that you beat yourself on the back with some kind of a whip or something and cause your back to bleed. It doesn't mean that you do that. Repentance means that you have had a change of mind. In other words, you're not going to go your way any longer. You're going to go God's way. Because Jesus Christ says, "To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Isn't that a great privilege today of knowing that once you've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are a child of God? Repentance, having a change of mind, having a change in your attitude, having a change, realizing that you can't save yourself, realizing that all of sin that comes short of the glory of God, that sin separates from God, separates the individual. Sin. Death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You admit that you're a sinner. You admit that you can't save yourself, that Jesus Christ is the Savior, and that He can save you just as He saved everybody else who has come to Him, faith believing, just as Abraham came. The Bible says that he believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. You need to believe God today and come in and receive him as your Lord and Savior. And if you've trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you need to be telling other individuals about Jesus. You don't select just a certain person or a certain few. God says that everyone can be saved. You need to go into this world and telling other individuals about Jesus Christ, how that he can save them, how that he is no respecter of persons, that God saves all of those who will come to him faith-believing in Jesus Christ. And you need to be having heart today, Christian, that you are saved and you are on your way to heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.